Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Patrice Brantley Show. We're helping others is the name of the game, and on this show, we push purpose, positivity, and personal growth. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Pastor Linda Jordan of Linda Jordan Ministries. And I have to tell y'all, she's an amazing host of the Linda Jordan Ministries podcast. Y'all can catch that on YouTube, baby. It is deep. It is tight. Make sure you check her out. Now listen, but I brought her on because I want her to talk to us about the ministry, Get It All Out.
My goodness.
When I tell you this, to me, just touch me. Y'all know how I am about my mental health. Y'all know I like to talk about it, but she has a new twist to it of how we can get it all out and get our teens to really talking about what's going on in their lives in a healthy and a productive way. Welcome, Pastor Linda.
God bless you, Sister Patrice. Such an honor to be on your show this morning. I am just excited about what you're doing and how you are wanting to touch and make a difference in the lives of our young people. This is the season that we really need to focus in on them. So bless you for having a heart and a desire. Because this is a pretty tough generation, but God loves them. And guess what? We must love them and reach out to them as well. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. I'm so excited. Y'all saw the intro, right? So y'all know it's going to get good. Now, listen, Miss Linda, Pastor Linda, give us about your story. Tell us about you.
Okay. Praise God. So I am a minister, an evangelist, a warrior, an intercessor, a mother, a wife. I'm all of the above, an educator, a teacher, a counselor. I am currently pastoring Linda Jordan Ministry. We have several entities under that ministry. We have the Taking Them to the Streets, which will be in Chicago for 5 days next month in July. Evangelizing, witnessing, sharing the love of Christ to those that we come in contact with on the streets. We have the Waiting to Exhale ministry for the women. We have, God has blessed us to meet the men at the gym, to be able to focus on the men, to help them get this stuff that's in them out that they never talked about. And then what we're horning in on today, our teens, our young adults, it's Get It All Out, because they have to get it out. Now, I am an author. I have a book that I have written. I have my podcast. It's called The Kingdom Talk Time Show. And I'd like your viewers to check us out. It's a blessing. We talk about a plethora of things, however Holy Spirit leads, that the people need to know about. We dig in and we get it all out. That's a little bit about me.
So I heard you say all these different roles, but I'm gonna jump on in. You said Yes. You were an educator, and I know I'm a former educator. I've done that for quite some time. Tell me what led you to the field of education.
Well, I'm a PK. I'm a PK. And so being in the church and growing up in the church and just having a heart for people, you can see my backdrop is others, Lord, others. We're here for others, sister. Everything that we do, if we did not have an assignment to do, we wouldn't be here. So God has called us to do some things. And growing up in the church, in a Christian family, we always did Sunday school, Bible study, you know, WWPT and all of those extra programs, which caused me to get very learned in different things in the world, in the church, with the Bible and all of that. And so I started as a teacher, teaching Vacation Bible School in the church, doing the youth ministry in the church, Then we, as I grew up and started working, I always had a heart for others. So my dad would always have other people around us that was considered to be a part of our family. And as I began to grow and connect with so many different families, I could see where there was such a need to just be encouraged, to pour back into because of their circumstances and situations. And so I decided, as things evolved for me after I left the marketplace, because I wasn't always in the school district, but I was always teaching, I was always sharing, I was always touching people. I decided to take a chance doing it on even a closer scale, a daily scale of working with our children. There is such a need. There is such a calling for those that really have a heart for them because they're hurting. And that's how the door opened for me, just wanting to touch them more. And it was a God-given desire to see if I could make a difference, because, you know, the Bible talks about one at a time, you know, just one. He went after the one. He left the group. He left the 99 because he saw one that went astray. You know, and if I can help and be a blessing and pour into just one, then my labor won't be in vain. And so that opened the door, just those desires, and favor has rested. And I've been in education for about 9 years now. I'm also working with, I guess, disturbed or challenged as well in the evenings, working with them, trying to change their mindset, being a blessing to the family, strengthening the family, turning that thinking around, letting them know, you know, that you can change the vernacular of where the family is going. So, yeah.
I'm gonna jump in for a second. Yes. Because I love how you talked about this was something that you knew. It was something that constantly kept you pushing towards helping others, wanting to do more. And I love how you talked about going after the one. So when you think about your life, who was that teacher that literally went after you? That was the one that said, I want to pour into you to see you be the woman that you are today. Was there a teacher like that for you?
I had a couple of teachers. We're in Detroit, and in my junior high school, two teachers, that one was my math teacher and one was my economics teacher. And they just really hammered on me when I'm like, you know, why me? You know, and I can really see me saying to my kids, which is what I call them, my kids, today. What they did to me is just amazing how those that are placed in your lives can really see what you can't see. But of course, we're 13, we're 12, we're 15. We don't see nothing but what's in front of us. We don't even know to think in the future, but the teacher does. And so those teachers were very, very valuable to me in my days.
It sounds like these teachers hit you at a very pivotal point. Like when I think of certain teachers in my life, like Mrs. Jackson, or when I think about Mr. Mott, or when I think about Mr. Talbert for me in high school, these were teachers that really hit at pivotal moments in that walk of becoming a teen, that preteen, that teen to that young lady. And I just, It's beautiful to hear, because I know we all have those teachers in our lives. I don't care what anybody says. You've all had at least one that said, yes, I see more in you. Absolutely. And what I love about it is how when you talk about them, it was in those kind of same areas. Is that what drew you to the teens?
Well, I don't know if that drew me, but it certainly, once I got there, it certainly reminded me of how they, you know, the way that I stay on top of my kids, reminding them that they have so much more, you know, that is being displaced now in your attitude, in your behavior. That reminded me of what they would say to me way back then.
So what I love about it is that you talk about this. Tell me a little bit more about the program, Get It All Out. What are some of the things we can expect from that program?
Great. So the Get It All Out ministry, we set it up, Sister Patrice, so that our kids, first of all, feel very welcome. Mm-hmm. Very welcome, feel very loved, unconditionally loved. That it doesn't matter what you look like, what you have on, none of that matters. Now, we will address it later on, but right now, I want to win you over. I want you to know my heart, that my heart is just for you. And so we set up a event and we have it very user-friendly, directed to the teenagers, what they like to do, the music they like to hear, how we can minister to them to get their attention. Because first of all, we have to understand that they have already built walls.
Yes.
Why are you coming up on me? Why are you so concerned about me? Why are you showing me so much attention? They already are in a defensive mode, so they're not saying anything. Cool, you don't have to say nothing. Let me do the talking. Let me do the action. Let me show you that I'm really here and I'm concerned about you. So we have a very strategically planned that we have prayed over and prayed for those that will come through the door, because God wants to get their attention and he's using us to do that. So we have to be very gingerly, is the word that I use, and loving. And so we just blow it up. We take it all the way to the in our energy, in our excitement, in our love, and what we present. So with the entertainment, it's all clean, but it's just what they like. But it's clean. It's giving them another message. You can get caught up in this, and it's good. It's okay. We welcome you to dance to this. We welcome you to bounce to this. Listen to what the words are saying and know that it is okay. You don't have to be cussing. You don't have to talk about nobody's mama. You don't have to put each other down. You don't have to be jealous of anyone. Nobody's going to talk about what you have on. You may have, see, now they wear holes in the jeans, but years ago, holes in the jeans was like, you know, you're poor, but now you can have holes in your jeans, holes in your shoes, holes in everything, and you doped out. But it doesn't matter how you come. And if we need to feed you before you get into it, you didn't have anything to eat, sweetie, go into the dining area and get what you need. Get your belly. Because one of the things we can't do, you can't minister to me and my stomach is screaming.
Hello.
One of my daughters used to say, spiritual daughters, she would talk about my stomach is hitting my back.
There you go.
So I don't even expect that. So we provide breakfast so that everyone has an opportunity to not be caught up in that. We want your full attention. And we have counselors. We start the program, that we start that event with a lot of energy, just getting in their face, jumping, laughing, screaming. The music is going. We're laughing. We're giving jokes. We're just breaking the ice. We're helping them to bring the wall down, because this is about them getting it out. But we have to help them to get it out.
So jump in for a second. I love how you kind of talked about, and you stressed that during this message several times, it's about them. Many times when people come in and they're saying, I want to help you, it's, let me give you my message, let me give you mine. And what I love about it is that you meet them where they are. I love that approach of coming out and, you know what, hey, whatever you got on, piercings, tats, whatever, come on in here. I still got something. I got some more love in for you. And I love that piece. I love how you talked about in this, it's coming as you are, being accepted for who you are, and then I can minister to you where you are.
Yes.
To get to where we're trying to go. I'm sorry. I said jump on in. That hit me right there. That hit
me. But that's good. That's good, because that's exactly the concept. You have to accept me because I've been rejected for so long. I've been rejected for so long. And so the wall is not going to come down until I feel that you accept me just like this. I don't want to stay like this, but I don't know how to come out of this.
And you just said a power-packed statement, because I think for so many people, they assume the person wants to stay like that. The child wants to be like that. And like you just said, they don't want to be like that, but they don't know any other ways. They have not been taught another way.
Yes. Yes. What? So go ahead.
No, please go ahead. You give me some good stuff. I want some more.
So it's really important to my staff that we just love on them and make it very comfortable. Set the atmosphere so that they're open to get it all out. So we do this for a couple of hours. We're just 1,000. We're talking to them, you know, we're laughing with them, we're chatting with them while the music is playing. Maybe we'll do a couple of hoops. One of the guys will take them to the hoop and do a couple of hoops with them on the court. You know, some of the girls will go and, you know, let me look at your nails, girl, what you got? You know, just breaking the ice. And then we turn up the music. What do you like? But all of my rappers are Christian rappers, but they are doped out. And it gets their attention. It's just really amazing to see how hungry the teenagers, the teens, these children are for change, how hungry they are for change. Because when they tap into you and feel out and they get good vibes, that's all you need. They're in. They are in. And that's what God has allowed me to do, even at my school. It's amazing, Patrice, to see the relationship that just being the way God has told me to be to them, how it has brought the walls down. And a lot
what I love about, you just hit a power word for me. You said it's about the relationship.
Yes.
So many people don't realize you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have good relationship skills,
yes,
there's nothing that connects to that.
Nothing.
It's nothing that could take away the place of that. I gotta go a little deeper because I feel like in this, you just even like I love to say, you're feeding me like a fat girl. You're feeding me good. And on this channel, when I say fat, y'all know what it means. Fabulous and thick. Get into it. So here is my thought with this. So with all this that you're doing, as a parent, how could I help my child to start to be okay with getting it out? What would be some of the tips you would give a parent?
So that's a great, great question. And I often share this with my parents, that they have to let go of the anger that they have built up because it comes out. You know, yes, they made a mistake. Yes, they're stupid. Yes, that was dumb. Yes, that was a stupid move. Yes, it was. They don't need to hear it all the time. They don't need to feel your bitterness towards it. You know, and I get it. Parent number one right here. And parenting, let me just, you know, pause right here to say that it's not easy being a parent. You know, we mirror what we saw, and some of that was not the best. But you bring that into ours, And what we needed that was given to us by our parents is not always what our children need from us as parents. A whole different generation, much wiser, much smarter. So I would say to them to, first of all, don't hold on to what they've done. You got to let it go. And know that there's greater, there's more on the inside of them that the enemy is trying to keep you from seeing. So that's what I would tell parents, to not hold on, not hold on. I would tell parents to love them. You know, it's like Jesus loves us, you know, unconditional. He doesn't like what we do all the time, but that's does not stop him from loving us unconditionally. And so parents have to be able, and that's not so easy because we're natural beings and we look at what we see and we think about how we feel and then we react to that. But that's not the God kind of love. The God kind of love says, I forgive you. And just as I want God to forgive me every time, so do I. So do we as parents need to forgive our children every time. It doesn't mean that that they were right. It just means that I'm bringing correction to what you did and I still love you. Let's get back on the good foot and keep this train going.
So I love that because, you know, I know for me, we had a discussion earlier this morning, me and somebody else was talking about the verse, you know, honor thy mother and thy father. And I said, you know, a lot of people, old school people tend to just hear that first part. They forget the second part about do not provoke your child to wrath.
Yes.
But I love how you talk about that forgiveness, that I can forgive you, but it doesn't mean I agree with what you said. And I do not say that what you did was right.
Right, exactly.
So I just love
and
that
piece. And that's key because, again, we don't get training on how we don't get that, unfortunately. But we do have some amazing role models, you know, and we have to learn how to let go. We have to learn how to let go of the disappointment, because when we harbor things in our heart, it comes out of our mouth. For the Bible says, what is in the heart comes out of our mouth. Wow. So your child, your children know right away, my children, my natural children, as well as my kids at school and in wherever I am that I have children, because even in my ministry, my team, they have kids. I'm grandma. I love them, you know, and I, you know, let them know how they need to do when they need to do because of the relationship that is built. When it's time to rebuke and correct and chastise, they're so open to receive it because they know where it's coming from. It's coming from a pure place of love in the heart. And that's so important. And the other thing that I would share with parents is to make time. To make time. You are more important to me than my job. I can get another job. I can't get another you. You know, we have to make time. You are more important to me than going out tonight, hanging out with my girls, hanging out with my guy. You're more important to me. So what do you want to do? What do you, let's have a mother and child, mother and daughter, mother and son date. What do you want to do? It's on you. You know, now let's do something that's reasonable, but you know, you make the choice and we're going to kick it. And it's going to be about me and you at the dinner table. It's a great time We don't do that anymore, Patrice. But we need to get back to some of the things that helped bring us through. Sitting at that table. Go ahead, sweetie.
So I love how you talk about going back to some of the older things that we had in our life and bringing them into new school. Because like one thing for me, my mom was very big when she could. It was about that dinner table experience.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This is so good. This is so good. Give us any last words on how we can help our teens with their mental health.
And mental health is very, very important. We in these last 3 years, it has escalated to mental illness like never before. Now, we've had them in the past, and we've always, for most of our race, didn't want to talk about it. You know, we'll deal with it at the house and, us four no more. We'll keep it right here. That's not the best strategy. That's not the best solution because it's not working. It's okay. I tell people that if we are having an issue with whatever it is, let's deal with it. Let's get it dealt with. So what I would say regarding mental health to the young people is to first know how to get things out. Because if you don't know how to get it out, it's going to stay bottled up in you. And at the wrong time, in the wrong place, in the wrong setting, you're going to explode. And that's going to cause more problems and issues for you because it must be dealt with. Whatever it is that you do, because you exploded. So I would say to our young people to find a safe place. Find a safe place and get it all out. Whatever it is that's bothering you. If you need to go to the rec center and get in a boxing club or wrestling match or tennis or jogging or whatever, drawing, writing, whatever you enjoy doing, let that be the tool, glory to God, that helps you to get it out. Because the enemy comes to destroy your life, but God has given you purpose way down on the inside that can make you a great blessing, benefit to society, to your family, and to others. And the enemy wants to stop that. So when you feel rage rising up, when you feel anger bursting, that cartoon when they get really mad or they shut their finger in the door and it's like, woo. When you feel that, get to that safe place. Mom, I need to go to the gym. I'm dealing with something. Or whoever that is, you may have a favorite aunt. Everybody has that favorite auntie. They have their favorite uncle. You know, get involved in your youth ministry. Let your parents know what you're feeling, what you're doing, but don't stay where you are. Do not. There's so much more on the inside of you that you don't even realize that the enemy wants to stop. But greater is he on the inside of you. He's trying to come out. And the enemy knows that, young people. So don't give him the liberty of keeping you from walking in your greatness. Find that place where you can get all of that. You can get it all out.
No, I can't say this any better. Listen, we have to have Pastor Linda come back. She gave us some good stuff here today. I mean, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Miss Pastor Linda, just thank you. Thank you,
because you
just gave me some good stuff. And man. I mean, you gave us some great tips and ways that we could literally go and get it out. Things that don't cost much, things that you can do in the community, ways that we can get these things that we need. Y'all stay tuned, honey. Look for Miss Linda. Catch her on her podcast on YouTube. That is Linda Jordan's Ministries. And definitely, y'all, tune in next week for the Patrice Brantley Show. Y'all know how this go. Well, on this show, we push purpose, positivity, but most importantly, personal growth.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.